Hi, my name is Kenya Angeles. I am 14 years old. Today is November 25th. I'm speaking with
Denise Angeles,
who is my sister. We're recording this interview in Hoover, Alabama. Denise, tell me a favorite memory of me.
My favorite memory of you is when we would play the Wii U and we would play that like dumb little game, and we would laugh just because of how they would smash things, like the blocks.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
I don't know the name of the game.
Can you look it up?
You know, go upstairs and go look for it.
I'm supposed to be... All right, now, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
It was crazy, but...
What were you like as a child?
I was mean, and I was, like, rude. Not to parent, like, not to adults, but to, like, people my own age.
Can you give an example?
Like, one day, this guy, I asked a question, and everybody raised their hands, except him. So I got up and made him raise his hand, but he had scissors on his hand, and, like, because I was, like, using a lot of force on him, he poked my eye with the scissors.
Okay. All right, next question. Denise, can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influence in your life?
My mom and myself.
How so?
Because I make a lot of mistakes, but I'm not the type of person who just, like, makes myself look bad. I get up and show people that I can do better. And my mom, because she's the one that helps me get up, and you know, she's the one that influenced me to get up and reminds me that I am better.
Oh, gotta love moms. Now, what advice would you give your teenage self?
If I'm gonna mess up, like, if I'm gonna do something dumb, then just do it once. Don't do that mistake again. Just do it once.
All right.
Learn from it and move on.
All right. Can you, like, recall a memory where you wish you had done this?
No.
Okay. What are you most grateful for?
I am grateful for my mom. And my siblings.
I love you.
Ew, stop.
All right. Last but not least, do you have any regrets?
No, I have no regrets. Because
why?
Every mistake we do teaches us something and it makes us stronger. And not to be religious or anything, but you know, God sends things. Like, he doesn't let things happen to us, like, on purpose, like bad things on purpose, but if he wants us to learn something from that. So if something happens to me, then I know that God wants me to get something out of that.
Amen. All right, that is all the time we have. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You were supposed to say your name.
Oh, Denise Angeles.
For being my sister and participating. All right, bye.